I think everyone needs to remember our other countries that are being attacked. The citizens there.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 466996.
Pardon?
I just make sure there wasn't one that.
I don't have anything.
I don't even think I've got accounts payable here in my pack.
Through 467057, no warrants, one journal entry transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheila, shop papers everywhere. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 28, 2022, regular session and executive session for March 28, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 28, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Yes, aye. I'm sorry.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 28, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Presentation of delinquent tax books and year-end settlements per revised Missouri statute chapters 139, 139.160 and 139.190 and 52.361.
Good morning.
Morning.
I do have three different things to present this morning. The first is the delinquent tax book, so that is the RSMO 52361. It charges the collector of first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists all the delinquent real estate and personal property taxes levied and assessed, which remain unpaid. I have provided the commission copies of the total pages for both personal property and real estate and a flash drive of the books to review. If you've had a chance to look it over, I have to say that my totals have been compared with the clerk's office, and we agreed. Have a grand total of $4.8 million. Once they are approved, the clerk files the 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and then I'm allowed credit on the annual settlement by RSMO 140080, 139160, and 52361.
Sorry, I'm trying to get all my stuff in order of everything.
They're the two pages that look like this.
We had this one on our... At least I did have them on my paper first.
So that'll be next.
Yep.
Okay.
So those two numbers combined is the 4.8?
Yes, which is on page one of my annual settlement on the right-hand column under total delinquents, $4,801,412.97.
And this is the delinquent tax book?
Yes.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to accept and enter into the record the presentation of delinquent tax books.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Next is my annual settlement. Page one is the overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. Please note that all taxes collected have been distributed. That was grand total of $93,098,842. Actually, take that back. Total distribution, $67,407,174.66. Okay. Page one is the overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. All taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections increased by $2.6 million from the previous year, with $2.2 million of that increase going to our county schools. Our total charge for the year ending February 22 increased by $2 million. We ended up our year with over $4.6 million in delinquencies to collect. Page two shows all data for current taxes. I had over $19 million in abatements this past year. I wanted to bring that to your attention because the majority of these abatements were from SID properties that I sold at the 2021 tax sale, the silent auction after the tax sale, and continuing over-the-counter tax sale for the Branson Commerce Park and Branson Hills SID districts. SID collections and disbursements on the 21 statements increased by almost $278,000. All my prior year protests have settled and been dispersed, and I have over $1.4 million in unsettled protests for the 2021 taxes. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes that were charged with the delinquent books from last year, plus any add-ons. At the bottom of page 3, you will see that some of the services that the collector's office accounts for. In 2020, there was a decrease of over $7,800 on collections for merchant liquor and auctioneer licenses. In 21, we recouped about $7,143 of these fees. In 21, my tax sale surplus funds I turned over to the county treasurer was over $159,000. Last year, you'd see that at zero because we didn't have the tax sale. The delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect for by prorating the amount. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, penalty lines all relate back to any of the delinquents' interest and penalties. The pay in advance interest went down. We were at 0.91% interest. We're now currently only receiving 0.27% interest on our checking accounts. And I ask if you have any questions.
The abatements is what I was concerned with, but I did assume that it was probably SID, but I didn't see a breakout. I was looking at the delinquent totals on the amount on SID in it.
Yeah, I just kind of compared them to last year, but I don't have that, but I did... do show already that we've collected more SID money this year than last year. So, and I did have City of Branson bought about six of the properties, so there will be no SIDs on that going forward. And Branson Commerce Park, I've been charged to collect less SID going forward as well.
So when the city brought the SID, then they did the redistricting for the SID? The city did for the...
Well, the city doesn't pay any of the taxes, including the SID, going forward.
Are they still showing them in the SID district? Normally when they do that, they're...
I didn't get any paperwork showing a redistricting, no.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
Move to accept and enter into the record the annual settlement of Mona Cove, collector of Taney County, for year ending...
February 28, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. And finally, I'm coming to you with RSMO 109255 with the Secretary of State Duties Records Control. I am asking to destroy per 5.031, the paid receipts, which I kept for 5 years, and 5.002, the daily collection records, which is audit to audit. They will be destroyed going back prior 2011 through December 31st of 2016.
Mike, do you mind? I think that's next on the agenda.
Yeah, we are now on the disposition of records per revised Missouri Statutes 109.255 and the Missouri Secretary of State County Collector Records Retention Schedule for August 2021. And then we have the 005.002 Daily Collection Records, November 10th, 2011 through December 31st, 38th of 2016. And then the 005.031 Paid Tax Receipts, November 10th, 2011 through December 31st, 38th, 2016.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So do you just need, I've not read that statute.
Yeah. I don't turn them over to the clerk just because we have so many of them, so I'm just going to destroy them.
Do we have to give you, do we need to make a motion to allow it?
I think it just needs to be in the.
Do we allow it or do we just?
Move to approve the disposition of records for the county collector as noted per statute 109.255.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Insurance discussion with John Akers of Wallace, Akers, and Harney.
And you've got good news.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not recommending any changes if that's good news.
Well, we'll see here.
Right. Is this the trick chair that you guys put up here? Okay, well, we came in a couple weeks ago just to alert you that there had been a little bit of turbulence in the dental market. If you'll recall, Delta Dental has revised their payment schedule for dentists. In some cases, that was actually a positive thing. They got more money. They claim that 85% of the dentists in Missouri either remain the same or got a raise, but 15% obviously then got a reduction. That 15% is not pleased with that. But our research since then has found, and Commissioner Williams, you'd asked for some detail on dentist use and things like that. If you look at the left-hand side of your packet, you will see some breakdowns of the dentists that the staff are using. Obviously, we don't get granular level. We just get big numbers, metadata, but you can see the dentist, Delta is a small sample size, but Dr. Rick, Dr. Willard, and then several at the Branson Dental Center, along with Dr. Woodward, who, if you look at the MetLife data, is a very significant provider for you guys. However, Dr. Woodward does not accept any insurance, including Delta, so there's really no change to that practice or how, you know, people would be used to things staying just the way that they are. So what we found is that endodontists, and those are the folks that would normally do root canals, that type of thing, most of them are looking to remain on the Delta panel. There are a couple that are dropping out, but periodontists, and they generally deal with gum disease, they're not as prevalent because there's not as many people that go and use those services, so they're the least used. There's not that many. But right now, we're not sure where that's going to land out. We think one is still going to be in network. However, most of the primary care dentists have signed an agreement with Delta, which was part of their fee schedule that they sent out, which pays them more. Many of them have gone to an exclusive contract with Delta Dental, which means that they will no longer be in network if they were with MetLife or Guardian or, you know, name your dental carrier. So if you shake it all up in a bag, there's pros and cons to each. However, most of your care is obviously provided at the primary care physician. Delta seems to have an advantage at this point in the primary care setting. And so although I would not suggest that it's positive news, right? It used to be that Delta had pretty well everybody in network and go to anyone. They have lost some of the specialists, but I would recommend that we just continue to monitor it, see where it goes. If we have staff that starts seeing out-of-network bills, of significance, then we